Any of you on vacation or ever keep a travel diary? Ever write as you go from place to place what you were, what you did? If you've never done that, that's a good thing to do. Apparently, Dr. Luke did that, because when we get to chapter 20, you get the impression, at least in the first 16 verses of this chapter, that Luke is using his own travel dialogue diary to record the different events. And so part of this is a little much like that, like reading someone's travel diary. I'm glad he did it, though, because there's some very, very important stuff here. And so this is not like going over to someone's house and watching their vacation videos to Disney World, right? 3 hours of that. This is very important stuff, and so I think it'll be a blessing to you. We're just going to go to the first 12 verses. Chapter 20 of the book of Acts, verses 1 to 12. And apparently Luke rejoins Paul in verse 6. You remember, Luke was left in Philippi to pastor the church there. And Luke starts using we again in verse 6. So from verse 6 on, he is an eyewitness. He's not just recording events that Paul or others have told him, but he's actually involved in those very events. Acts chapter 20. And after the uproar was ceased, Paul called to him the disciples and embraced them and departed to go into Macedonia. And when he'd gone over those parts and given them much exhortation, he came into Greece and there abode 3 months. And when the Jews laid wait for him as he was about to sail into Syria. Now, apparently, at that time of year, there were extra pilgrim ships that made money taking Jews to Jerusalem. And just like airlines will add extra flights to take care of students going home in June, or there's special flights to take you to Myrtle Beach and so forth, they had pilgrim ships that would take Jews back to these festivals, and you could jump on one of those ships and get home. The only problem was those ships are filled with enemies of Paul. And there was a plot to throw him overboard. And you can imagine that'd be like the perfect crime, right? Big ship full of people, throw Paul overboard, no more Paul. And oops, he slipped, too bad. And apparently Paul got wind of that plot and decided, I'm not taking